Welcome to our second podcast. Today, our group will be discussing the different types of renewable energy resources, including biomass, biogas, solar thermal power, geothermal energy, hydropower, hydroelectric, wind, ocean, solar, and photovoltaic cells. These sources of renewable energy are very important to the world because fossil fuels are a limited resource and are not renewable, and they put large amounts of carbon into the atmosphere. And this carbon heats up the earth because it's a greenhouse gas. And renewable resources are a better way to power the world because they don't have a carbon footprint, and we can use them renewably, which means that in a single lifetime, we can create new power through without reducing the number of resources on the earth.
One of the first renewable resources that we would like to talk about would be the windmills. Windmills are used all around the world, and they don't use heat or water. It's just the process of wind that turns each of the propellers and creates energy. The only downside to this would be the travel, because in order to get them to these wind farms, you have to use very large semi trucks and two other trucks behind and in front of the trucks in order to ensure safety, just because it is such a large item that they are transporting. Also, in 2010, it was stated that the largest windmill farm was located in San Francisco, but now the largest windmill farms are located in Texas due to the large amount of fields that are available in that state. Also, it creates a lot of jobs within those states, and Iowa is the second state to have windmills available for them to create energy, which is really great because, like stated before, it really creates a lot of jobs and a lot of energy not to be wasted on fossil fuels.
The next renewable energy source we're going to talk about is geothermal energy. Geothermal energy is heat from the earth. Resources of geothermal energy range from shallow ground to hot water and hot rock found beneath the Earth's surface. Almost everywhere, the shallow ground of the Earth's surface maintains a nearly constant temperature of roughly 55 degrees. Geothermal heat pumps can tap into this resource to heat and cool buildings. A geothermal heat pump system consists of a heat pump, an air delivery system, and a system of pipes buried in the shallow ground near the building. In the winter, the heat pumps remove the heat from the heat exchanger or the system of pipes and pumps it into the indoor air delivery system. In the summer, the process is reversed. The heat removed from the indoor air during the summer can also provide a free source of hot water. In the United States, most geothermal reservoirs of hot water are located in the western states, Alaska and Hawaii. Many technologies have been developed to take advantage of geothermal energy. For example, most power plants need steam to generate electricity. The steam rotates a turbine that activates a generator, which produces electricity. Instead of using fossil fuels to boil water into steam, like most power plants, geothermal power plants use steam produced from reservoirs of hot water found a couple miles below the Earth's surface. This renewable energy can be directly used to heat buildings, grow plants in greenhouses, dry crops, heat water at fish farms, and several industrial processes. The United States, Philippines, Indonesia, Mexico, and Italy are the top five geothermal energy locations. The United States tops the world in geothermal energy production. The largest known dry steam field in the world is just north of San Francisco, California. The Philippines have been using geothermal energy to power the multi-island nation since 1977, when the country's first geothermal power plant was built. Indonesia holds 40% of the world's geothermal potential beneath its thousands of volcanic islands. Mexico is home to the largest geothermal power plant in the world, and Italy was the first geothermal power plant, was the first country where the, was built.
Another energy source is biomass. It's an organic matter. It's derived from living or recently living organisms. Biomass can be used as a source of energy, and it is most often refers to plants or plant-based materials which are not used for food or feed. And as an energy source, biomass can either be used directly as a combustion to produce heat or indirectly after converting it to various forms of biofuel. Conversions of biomass to biofuel can be achieved by different methods, which are broadly classified into thermal, chemical, and biochemical methods.
Another source of energy is hydropower, and it uses water from rivers or dams to produce electricity. It's been around for a really long time, and it started with just using mills and stuff. And now it's developed into this really big modern thing. There's a downfall with this. They're really expensive to build, but it does cost less to operate than other sources of energy. China uses the most hydropower, but the United States and Alaska also use it. Although it's a good source of energy, it does disrupt the environment a lot since it channels the water away from the way it usually does. So it's caused a lot of fish that normally live in the rivers to decrease. It's increased the amount of sediment, and the water quality has been affected. And it has also increased some health problems.
Another form of energy is from photovoltaic cells, which are an electrical device that converts the energy of light directly into electricity by the photovoltaic effect. Solar cells are described as being photovoltaic, whether or not the source of is sunlight or an artificial light. They are used as a photodetector, for example, infrared detectors detecting light or other electromagnetic radiation near the visible range, or measuring light intensity. There's also solar thermal collectors that supply heat by absorbing sunlight for the purpose of either direct heating or indirect electrical power generation from heat. There's also a photoelectrolytic cell that refers to either a type of photovoltaic cell, like the one developed by Edmund Becquerel, and modern desensitized solar cells, or to a device that splits water directly into hydrogen and oxygen using only solar illumination.
Another renewable energy source is the ocean. The ocean uses three different ways that energy can be used. One is from the power of the waves, and it aims motion to use other devices. Another method is the tidal power. As the tides roll in, the water can be trapped in a small barrier and can be used to drive turbines and energy out. Another renewable energy source that is commonly used is solar energy. A lot of people have solar panel houses, which the energy transmitted from the sun. A lot of people start using them more and more as the day goes on. The last ocean method that was used is thermal energy conversion. This method tracks the different temperature levels of the water, warm or cold, and this can possibly transmit it into energy.
This concludes our thrilling discussion of the different types of renewable energy, and which included biomass, biogas, solar thermal energy, geothermal energy, hydropower, hydroelectric, wind, ocean, solar, and voltaic cells. Thank you.